Good evening. My name is Gustavo, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. Your answers will remain confidential. Are you or is anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaigns?
No.
Okay, thank you. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for President, U.S. Senate, Michigan State Legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November 5th? You are definitely going to vote. You are very likely to vote. Somewhat likely to vote. Not very likely to vote. Not at all likely to vote. Or you are not registered to vote.
Definitely going to vote.
Thank you. What is your age?
I am 45.
Thank you so much. Generally speaking, would you say things in Grand Traverse County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
I would say they're off the track, yes.
Thank you so much. When voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about a proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. Please indicate how you would vote on it. The proposal is called Proposal for Non-Motorized Trails Millage, and the ballot reads, shall the county of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of 0.65 mil for a period of 10 years to provide funding for the acquisition, planning, maintenance, construction, and enhancement of non-motorized trails within the county. This millage will raise an estimated $4.3 million in the first year. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
I would probably vote no.
All right, thank you so much. Since ballot language can sometimes be difficult to understand, you will now be asked again about this proposal in a simpler way. This proposal would dedicate public funds to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use. It would be paid for a slight property tax increase. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
No.
And you could say that you're definitely going to vote no, or probably.
It is quite probable that I will not change my mind and I will vote no.
All right, thank you so much. Now, if you knew this proposal would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year for the next 10 years, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this?
No.
So
is this the reason why you're calling, is to find out specifically about this proposal?
This is just a part of the survey. This is a topic. I mean.
Okay.
Okay, and you could say that you're definitely going to vote no, or probably.
It is unlikely that I will change my mind.
All right. Thank you. As mentioned, this proposal will raise about $4.3 million per year over 10 years to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. It would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? I'm going to read you this. For example, I prefer this proposal raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $5 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $105 per year. Or I prefer this proposal raise less money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $3.3 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $70 per year. Or I am fine with the current proposal, which would raise about $4.3 million per year and cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. or I oppose this proposal regardless of how much money would be raised to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails.
I feel like it makes me sound really bad, but I oppose that. The trails really don't I don't know what the hell they're talking about because they don't do anything out there. I'm on the trails all the time. We don't need any more trails. And it's really just geared toward the tourists. So this is why I would vote no, because things are off track. So I don't want to pay any more money to support the tourists that are buying all of our homes. And I have no interest.
All right, thank you. I thank you so much for your opinion. And, well, from the following list, which issues should your local elected officials in Grand Traverse County focus on most to help you and your family? For example, I'm going to read your list. Controlling growth and development, improving public education and local schools, protecting water quality and water supply, making housing more affordable, dealing with inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, reducing traffic and congestion, protecting natural areas and wildlife habitats, fighting crime and drugs, and improving public safety, holding the line on property taxes and reducing government spending, improving local roads and infrastructure.
Okay, you listed off a lot of things. So it's a tough choice between controlling the growth and helping with more affordable housing, because those are really two in the same.
Oh, and for these two, which one do you think is the most important thing they must focus?
So housing, affordable housing.
Affordable housing. All right. Thank you so much. Now, you will be given a list of organizations in Grand Traverse County that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each one. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each, you can indicate me that as well. For example, Traverse Area Recreation and Transportation Trails, also known as TART Trails. You could say that for you is very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable.
If I am glad that it's there, is that what you're asking?
It is for Traverse Area Recreation and Transportation Trails, also known as TART Trails.
But what are you asking about it?
What do you think about that? Do you think it's very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable? Or if you have no opinion or have never heard
somewhat,
of that?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay, thank you so much. What about your city or township government? What is your... with your opinion on this, is very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
All right, thank you so much. And by last, Grand Traverse County Government?
What do I think of it?
Yeah.
Somewhat unfavorable. Sorry, your birds are, I don't know what you have there, but you have some excitable birds.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry for that. Okay, thank you so much. Now, do you think Grand Traverse County is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right?
Too fast.
Okay, thank you so much. If approved by voters, this proposal would authorize the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend its taxpayer funds on projects to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. Knowing this, would you say that you trust or you don't trust the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely?
I do not trust them to spend the dollars wisely.
And do you think that, well, probably don't trust, or definitely you don't trust?
I definitely don't trust them.
Okay, thank you so much. Well, there are a number of...
Sir?
Yeah?
Sir, can I ask who are you hired by, where is this coming from that you have gotten this position to call and inquire? Like, is it the township? Is it the county? Is it a private entity? Like,
I'm sorry. I don't especially know. I'm not also so that I don't influence your opinions. But in this case, the enterprise is called Opinion Research. This is a private market research firm.
Okay, thank you.
Okay,
go on. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, there are a number of ways that the money could be spent for this project to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove each of the following ways to spend this money. I'm going to read you this. Well, for example, to maintain existing trails, you could say that you strongly approve this, you somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove.
I have to say strongly disapprove.
Okay, thank you so much.
I don't trust that they will do it properly. I use the trails on a regular basis, so I know what they're doing and what they're not doing.
All right, thank you so much. And to promote recreational opportunities, you could say that you strongly approve this, you somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove.
I'm sorry. Like, this is just taking too long. I really want to help you, but, like, this is just taking too long.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, I have other things to do. So I hope that it was helpful. I hope that you can use that information for whoever is paying you to do that. I don't know who's paying you to do that, but it's probably coming out of whatever money they think they're going to raise. So I hope you have a good day. Thank you.
Thanks to you. Have a nice day.
Bye-bye.
Sigh.